All right, you guys, welcome to day number one of the Confident Life Coach course for life coaches. I'm so excited about these next 3 days that we are going to spend together. And the first thing that we're going to do is I want to get someone that is, like I said before I hit that record button, that is confident enough in this moment, one to two people, to just quickly share with me why you decided to take this course. And just for those of you who do speak, just say your first name and then just go ahead and share with me why you decided to take this course. Press star 6 if you hear me. Yes.
And I took this class because I'm really just trying to find the missing link between what I know that I can achieve and that thing that keeps me from actually achieving it. So for me that is really seeing the value in the value that I give other people.
Okay.
I'm glad I took the car.
Okay. So seeing the value, you need help seeing the value in what you bring to other people. Is that correct?
Well, I know that they tell me that it's valuable, but because it comes so easy and so
yep.
It's just like, is that it? Like, is there more? So
yeah.
I guess trusting in that enough to believe what is said to me and then walking in that.
That is so good. I absolutely love what you actually took one of my points that I'm going to share with you in a couple minutes. But what you just said is so, so powerful and important. You said what the information that you share comes so easy to you, and so because it comes easy to you, it's questionable. That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's powerful. That's very, very powerful. And in this moment, let me just say, Seven, you know who Susie Orman is, right? You've seen
yeah.
her on TV.
Yeah.
Okay. And you see how people ask her questions or when she's giving her instructions, doing her workshops, that information is just coming out of her like a running faucet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy for her. That's information that's easy for her. So I love that you said that. The reason why I use her is because I've read her story before, and she once said, you know, how come everybody doesn't know this information? You know, struggling with that same thing, it came so easy to her. But you are not alone in that, and that's good. That's good, good, good. Good stuff. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Anybody else want to share why they decided to take this course?
This is Tamika.
Yes.
And I wanted to learn how to be confident more, but I wanted to learn how to remain confident, especially when I'm speaking to people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I tend to think like they're looking at my flaws or maybe they're judging me, so sometimes that gets in the way of
okay.
me. Or sometimes I might go blank, like, I forget what I want to say,
So, Tamika, have you ever taken any of my lives and ever seen me forget what I was going to say?
Yes.
And what happens? What happens?
You recoup and you keep going.
No, I don't recruit. I don't recoup. Y'all help me.
Well, yeah. You ask for help.
Y'all help me wheel it back into what I was saying. But let me say this while we're here in this moment, Tamika. The concerns that you have about when you say that you are afraid that they're looking at your flaws and judging you, can I tell you that they are?
Okay.
And there's nothing you can do about it?
No.
Have you ever looked at somebody that you admire and judged them?
Yeah.
And said, oh, I probably wouldn't have said it like that, or why'd they do it like that, or you know how we like to throw our own personal touches to other people's lives.
Right.
So when you did that, did it change that other person's actions?
No.
Nope. Uh-uh. They just kept being themselves, even with our judgment, our silent judgments that we put on them.
Right.
So
okay.
I said all that to say that the thing that you're fearing is already happening. People are judging you, and they're looking at your flaws. They're already doing it. And I want to ask you this. Are you still breathing, though?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you're still making it in spite of living the very thing that you fear.
Yes.
It's happening already. Would you agree? Do you think people are already talking about you and judging and saying stuff?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And here you are still living.
And smiling and going
through
my life. Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, we'll get into it later. Prayerfully, the information that I share with you will help you build yourself up internally to where their opinions won't matter. Sounds good?
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, you guys, thank you so much for participating. I really, really do appreciate it. So I want to share with you guys four reasons why life coaches lack confidence for the most part. And I want you to plug yourself into whichever area makes sense to you and actually write it down, because when you write it down, you're going to give yourself so much clarity. A lot of times when we just keep all of this stuff in our mind, we don't realize the confidence that we already do have. We really are working with some confidence. I think it is very confident and courageous for people to work at a job that they don't like and go there day in and day out. To me, that is confidence and that is courageous. And people would typically judge and say, or people would say that the opposite is true. It's courageous for you to be an entrepreneur or to live your dreams. And not everybody's called to be an entrepreneur, but just at least do the work that you've been called to do. So the four reasons why some coaches lack confidence, and like I said, I want you to plug yourself in. Number one is that they're either new or unexperienced. Have you concluded that I'm not confident because I'm new? And when I say unexperienced, what I mean is the official coaching. All of us on this phone are coaching somebody at some point in time, regardless if we have a certification or if we don't. Because we have been called to do this for a living, it's something you can't turn off. So you're doing it everywhere that you go. So ask yourself, is it because you're new and or unexperienced in official coaching? Number two is new coaches, they just simply don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in the value that they bring to the marketplace, and they need to work on their mindset. So just, like I said, plug yourself in where it fits for you so you can gain clarity on where it is that you need to focus your attention. Because to just be vague and say, oh, I just lack confidence. Confidence around what? Like I said, the more you dig and write things down, you'll find that you've got more, that you're rocking with way more confidence than you may think you are. So number two, like I said, is they don't believe in themselves. Number three is that they don't practice what they teach. This can be so detrimental to one's self-confidence. If you constantly say you're going to do something, or if you're teaching something that you're not living per se, that will wear on your confidence, and you'll start to feel like a fraud, and you'll start to lose confidence within yourself. We've all been there. I know for myself, I remember years ago just saying I'm going to do this, saying I'm going to do that, and never actually doing it, and not having anybody around me to hold me accountable either, because all my friends, we were all talkers at that time. None of us were up to doing anything really productive with our lives. And so it was easy for me to not follow through with that goal, because eventually I just stopped believing in myself, because I'm like, I always make these goals and I never follow through. So eventually people just stop making the goals because they lose the confidence within themselves simply because they're not doing what they're teaching other people to do. And the last thing is that they don't know their niche. And this is something that we're going to totally focus on day three. It's going to blow your mind, you guys, because I know for myself, my confidence level within my business went through the roof when I was able to hone in on my niche. There's a saying that says your niche makes you rich, and it is so true, because when you niche down, you know who you're talking to, and the people who you're talking to, they know that you're talking to them. So I'm going to help you guys break that down in day three. So the two types of confidence that people have are artificial confidence, which is clothes and cars and houses and boats and red bottoms and all of these things that we can go out and buy. And they all hold a place in our confidence ability. Like I'm not shunning those artificial things, the cars, the house. I like nice clothes and nice cars and a nice home, all of that stuff. But that can be something that oftentimes people will hold all of their confidence there. If they lose their job, they don't know who they are because they put all of their confidence and identity in their artificial confidence, the things that they were able to attain. The confidence that I want to share with you and I want to teach you how to hone in on is the authentic confidence. Your authentic confidence is your natural gifts, your natural skills, your natural talents, and your natural abilities. These are the things that Seven was just mentioning earlier, saying that the information that comes to her, it's so easy, and it's kind of questionable because it is so easy. That's a gift. When you are able to do something so easy and so natural, and especially if you haven't been trained for it, nobody's ever taught you how to do it, that is where your authentic confidence lies. Because if you know your gift, you know your skill, you know your talent, they can take the car, the house, the clothes, and the money because you can get it all back. That's the key. That is the key. When you know who you are, what you can do, that is your authentic confidence, and that is where I want to teach you guys how to focus your attention in on, is that authentic confidence. And let me say this, because it is a gift. The gift that we have been given to be able to hear people talk, and if you're a natural born coach, your number one gift is to be able to listen to people talk, but you're able to hear what they're not saying. That's one of the biggest gifts of a coach, is to be able to hear people talk, but hear what it is that they're not saying. And then when you operate in that, which I know all of you guys do, I know that you guys operate in the wisdom that's already within you, your panties might get into a little bunch when it's time to officially coach someone, and that's totally normal, and you're going to overcome that simply by doing it. There's nothing that I can say to you or share with you that will get you over that nervousness. That strictly comes from the practice of doing the actual calls. But when you know your gift and you know your skill, you know your talent, and you know your ability, that is what you are going to focus on. And get used to the fact that because it is a gift, of course it's going to come easy to you. So instead of having that be such a conflict within, such a war, almost like a war raging within because we're fighting up against ourselves, just replace all of that fighting and that warring and that raging inside with gratitude. Start expressing so much gratitude towards that and just say, God, thank you that I don't have to struggle in my gift. Thank you that what you've called me to do comes so natural and so easy to me. Thank you that this is something that I can just wake up, roll over, and do. I don't have to read about it. I don't have to get a certification to do it. This is something that I just do, and I want to say thank you for making it easy for me. Start showing appreciation for the things that come easy to you because that is what you're meant to share with the rest of the world. And it would be a crying, literally, it would be a crying shame if we spent the rest of our life fighting up against the very thing that God gave us to free us, for us to make money from, for us to build our lives around what it is that God has assigned for us to do. This is a life assignment. Somebody write that down. This is my life's assignment. This is what you've been called to do. So I want to share with you guys 5 ways to gain the authentic confidence that I speak about. So number one, as I just touched on it, number one is that you have to believe that you have been called. Believe that this is a calling. It's not something that somebody told you to do because you heard you can make a whole lot of money doing it, because I could almost bet the money in my bank account that if you guys opened up, you guys can pinpoint to when you were a kid, when you were a teenager in elementary school, in middle school, in high school, and you were the go-to girl. People came to you all the time. I bet you can remember people coming to you all the time. And that is because you have been called to this. You guys, many of you guys know my story, but I'm going to briefly share it right here and right now. I failed the ninth grade 3 times, never graduated from high school, never got a college degree, never got my high school diploma, GED, never had any formal training whatsoever. The only kind of formal training that I have is my training that I went to get through life coaching, my life coaching certification course. That's the only piece of paper that I have. And I have a stack of, I like to call these my life certificates, being a stay-at-home mom. With my children, I was heavily involved in their school. So I was PTA mom, I was homeroom mom, and so I would get awards every single year from being involved in my children's school. So those are my certificates. That's all I have. And so failing the ninth grade 3 times, growing up in a household where my mother herself did not have a formal education. My mother had a 6th grade education. She came out of school. She called me dumb and stupid for most of my young adult life. And so as a consequence, if you continue to call a child dumb and stupid, they're going to believe it. And so when I became an adult, that was something that I carried into my adulthood. I believed that I was dumb and stupid. It wasn't until I opened my boutique and women would come into my store and I would, you know, they would come in, they would buy purses and jewelry and clothes and shoes and whatever they were buying. But at the end of the purchase, I'm talking to the people, they're crying, we're praying, and I'm helping them with their life, their most important life's decision. These women were coming to my store not only to shop but to have a conversation with me. And for the life of me, I could not wrap my mind around why they kept doing that. I'm like, these women, they're so smart. They make all this money. I was in a very wealthy neighborhood, my store was. I'm like, these women got money. They're so smart. Why are they coming to me? I'm dumb. I'm stupid. This is what I believed. I thought I was dumb and stupid because that's what I was called growing up. And so with these smart women coming to ask me questions, I was like, why are y'all coming to me? And I just had to start to believe, I've been called to do this. These women, they're not asking me, have I been trained? Have I been certified? Nothing. They're just coming in there, and not only them, but eventually they would bring their friends, and we would come in, and eventually I started this book group, and, you know, eventually, you know, it started kind of like a group coaching session every week in there. But I had to just believe that that was what I was called to do. Go into your memory bank and just think back of all the times that you can see, which brings me to number two. Number two, in the 5 ways of building your authentic confidence, number two is to look at the evidence in your life. Look at the evidence in your life. This is not something, I can bet you, this is not something that you just woke up, saw my post on Instagram and said, oh yeah, I want to become a confident life coach. No, this is something that you have been all your life, but now you're getting ready to formalize it and to brand yourself and to market yourself and to put yourself out into the marketplace. So look at the evidence in your life of all the people that have come to you. Like I said, when you were younger, now that you're older, look at the people that still come to you. You are the go-to person. This is how you build your authentic confidence. You go within and you search for the evidence. Number two is to go to look for the evidence in your life. Number three is to meditate on the visions and the ideas that God gives you. And to meditate, I don't want you guys to think of this as some deep esoteric thing that you have to do and you have to learn how to do it. Meditation in its simplest form is just rolling something over a thought in your mind over and over and over again. That's it. If you want to produce clarity in your life, sometimes I'll go into my meditation space and I'll just keep repeating clarity, 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 clarity. I'm just rolling over and over again in my mind what it is that I want to manifest. So oftentimes we get these ideas, we get these visions, and we just dismiss them. How else do we think God is communicating to us? That's God speaking to us. Do not dismiss those God ideas and those God visions. Actually start to take some time to think about it. If God gives you some idea, I don't know, he tells you to start a school or to start a mentoring program for teenage girls, and you're just like, I don't know how I'm going to make this happen. Not only do I not know how I'm going to make it happen, I don't even have the finances to make it happen. Meditate on it, because through that meditation, God is going to continue to talk to you and continue to give you more clarity on the ideas that he's giving you. But if you don't take that, if we don't take that time when we get those ideas, even if you're out in the you know, out at the mall or wherever you are, and you get an idea, take that moment to write it down. And then when you get home later on that afternoon, that's when you take that thought, that idea into your prayer closet and ask God, you gave me this idea a couple hours ago, God, this sounds good. What you want me to do with it? And sit and allow him to talk to you. Because this is your life assignment, he's going to give you your classwork. He's going to give you things to do. You just have to believe. So that's number three. Meditate on the visions and the ideas that God gives you. Roll them over and over and over again in your mind. Number four is where I'm hoping to stretch some of you. Number four is to start teaching classes now. I know, you guys are just, you know, you're in your discovery stage. I don't know yet. I'm just taking this class. I just want to get more information to see how this thing works. I'm not all in yet. Well, I beg to differ. I beg to differ that you are all in, because you're here and God has been speaking to you, and I believe that you believe that now is your time. I know that you've made that declaration that 2019 is going to be your year. So even if you're brand new and you say, well, Angel, I'm brand new, what do I teach about? You teach about anything that you have mastered in your life. Anything, that any area in your life that you have mastered, teach a class around it. If you have taken your credit score from, say, 560 to 750, teach a class on it. Teach us how to budget our money right. If you have if you've mastered your eating, perhaps you used to weigh more and now you've been able to release some weight off of your body, teach us how you've done it. There is something in this moment on January the 11th, 2019, there is something that you have mastered already in your life that somebody would greatly benefit from. This is how you gain your confidence. I really don't hope, and I apologize if you guys did, but I really don't hope that you guys thought that you were going to come to this class and there was going to be some magic word that Angel said and boom, that was going to give me my confidence. Now, it can happen like that because God is just so amazing and he can do the impossible. He can do anything. However, it's going to take some work. If you're not, you know, if he doesn't just give it to you like that, it's going to take some work on your part. So start teaching your classes right now. And it doesn't even have to be anything formal, you guys. We are in the most informal age ever. People are just popping on live. They ain't even brushed their teeth yet. They're still in the bed, and they just pop on, and they just start talking. You don't have to have all the pretty background unless you're doing YouTube. Unless you're doing YouTube, I do want you to step it up. But if you're going live, don't worry about all the background and all of the official things. You got to get started. This is the only way to build your confidence. And One of the reasons why I put start teaching classes now, because when I first started coaching you guys, I knew that I needed to get myself out there. I knew it. I knew that I don't care how anointed I am to do what it is that I do. If nobody knows who I am, I'm not going to be working. I'm not going to be doing what I've been called to do. And so I knew I needed to put myself out there. And so I started teaching classes, you guys. I did a challenge called the 21-Day Uncommon Woman Challenge. I came live for 21 days straight, and I taught a different topic every single night. I taught about meditation. I taught about how to pray. I taught about how to discover your purpose. I taught about how to clean your house, because I also used to have a cleaning business. So I taught about that. I taught about the power of network. Every single night, it was something different. And I'm sharing this with you guys because I was so scared, you guys. That first night that I did that first conference call, oh my gosh, I was literally so scared. I was so nervous, and when I get nervous about something, and I'm sure everybody is like that, but I feel it in my body. Like, my body can physically hurt if I get myself so worked up about something. And so before my calls, you guys, I looked like a crazy maniac, but I was going to get it in. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Tony Robbins before he goes out to do one of his workshops, but he, like, pounds on his chest, and he screams to the top of his lungs, and he jumps up and down, and he calls it an incantation. That's what I was doing at my apartment in my bedroom, jumping up and down, screaming, and, like, literally putting my arms up in the air. If you guys do this right now, if you can, put both of your arms up in the air like you just won a championship, that right there changes the energy in your body, and it actually makes you kind of happy with it, because it's like in the champion position, like, yes, yes, and you're throwing your hands up. And so every single night for those 21 days, now it did get easier. I will say it did get easier probably towards like day 19. I probably didn't have to do too many jumping jacks before the call. But the point is, you guys, I was nervous, but I still did it anyway, because I am more afraid of staying the same than I am of changing. And I like who I am today, but I shudder to think that I am the same person that I am next year this time. That's scary to me. And so I don't care how nervous, how afraid you are, the only way to get over that is to just do it. And that's why I say, especially as a coach, start teaching now, even with your nervousness and all of that, because the sooner you start teaching, the sooner you start educating the marketplace of who you are and what you can do for them. I want you guys to get that. Even if one person shows up, you guys, when I was doing my conference call, sometimes I would have nobody show up. But you know what I did? I still taught that class as if it was a full call. I still did it. There was a reason. There was a business reason why I did it, and that is simply because, as a side note, that is because even if nobody shows up to your call, you teach that call. Guess what you have now? Content. You have a class. You have a product or a program. You can take that class and you can sell it later. You can take that class. You can get it transcribed. You can turn it into an ebook. There's so many things that you can do with that audio if nobody shows up. So teach classes now, sooner than later. There is something that you have mastered thus far that we can benefit from. Number five, and this is something that we're going to go really deeper into tomorrow. Number five is to start living the life of a life coach right now. However you, what does she do? However you have imagined this amazing life coach that you are, you picture yourself a couple years down the road. What I'm asking you to do is bring that timeline, close that timeline in to bring it to the present. You see who you want, where you want to be in a couple years from now. And I'm asking you to bring it closer. What does she drive? Where does she live? What does she eat? Does she work out? How many times a week does she work out? What does she do? I want you to start living your life as a life coach right now. And I want you to think about how many clients, and because I'm saying start living your life as a life coach right now, I want you to think about how many clients do you want in your business? And once you get that number, once you get or how many people you want to coach per week in your business, Say if you want to, if you say I want to have 5 openings every single week. Because you're going to start acting like a life coach right now, those 5 hours that you have allotted, say Monday, Tuesday, Monday through Friday, and you're going to coach one person each day, say at 3 p.m., at 3 p.m., you go and you sit to where you would actually work with that client. You sit there, and you can create something. You can do a conference call. You can write a blog. You can record a video. But block out that time, because if you were getting paid to coach someone, you wouldn't be available to do anything else. So actually block out that time and utilize it to build your business. But you're acting as if you're working with a paid client in that moment. Let me tell you guys something. One of the very first coaches that I worked with asked me, Angel, how many clients do you want to work with per month? I told her. She said, get file folders for those clients. Get the exact number of file folders for those clients. Write down there in the name, write down there a name and how much they're going to pay you every single month. You guys, that was years ago, a lot of years ago that I actually did that exercise. But it came to fruition. I got all of those file folders filled up with paying clients literally all over the world. I do not believe that would have happened if I would have not acted as if I was already doing the thing that I desired to do. What I'm asking you guys to do is go back into that childlike state and act like you are the thing that you desire to be. Would a life coach do the things that you do on a daily basis? Really ask yourself that. Really ask yourself, would a life coach do what I'm doing? I don't know. If you guys, I don't know what habits you have that perhaps are holding you back from moving forward. Whatever those are, ask yourself, the life coach that I want to be, the bomb life coach that I want to be, would she be doing this, and what would she be doing? And start doing that for these next 3 days and prayerfully beyond. And I want to share with you guys a little story. If you've heard it before, just act like you haven't and just rock with me. A story of how I started officially life coaching, you guys. So my sister-in-law and I, my sister-in-law is an author. She's a poet. She wrote a book, and she's actually from Australia. She came here from Australia, and she was a stripper. And she had written a book called Stripped, and it was a book of poetry. And she was like, nobody's going to buy this book. I don't even know why I wrote it. You know, she's real down on herself, but poetry was her thing. Like, you could give her a topic and she can write an entire poem around it. And I kept telling her, I was like, Natalie, you're good at this. This is your time, girl. This is your time. Go and promote your book. Sell it. Sell it. You work at a bar. Sell it. It's called Stripped. Sell it. Sell your book. Put yourself out there. For the longest time, she kept doubting herself like we all do, and I was doing the same thing at the time. So you guys know I am a coffee lover, and so is my sister-in-law. And so we made a pact. We said, for the next 7 days, we are not going to drink coffee. We are going to fast from coffee and seek the Lord on what he wants us to do with my coaching and with her speaking career and her authorship. And so for 7 days, we did not drink any coffee, and every single day we got on the phone and, oh, I'm sorry, I left out the most important part. For those 7 days, we made a pact. We said, Natalie said to me, Angel, you're going to act like a life coach, talk like a life coach, dress like a life coach, do what a life coach does. Whatever you have that vision of a life coach does, I want you to do that for the next 7 days. And I said to her that she was going to act like the successful author that she is now today. You're going to act like that now, and both of us are going to do this for 7 days, you guys. And I'm here to tell you, years later, I never turned back. I never took off my quote-unquote life coach shoes or clothes and never stopped doing what a life coach does. That's what I did to officially start my coaching practice, is I made a pact with my sister-in-law. I said, for 7 days, I'm going to act like a coach. You're going to act like an author. And I never turned back. It literally happened just like that. Just like that. So that's why I say to you guys, start living that life now, so you'll never turn back. Just allow this assignment to just scoop you up, and you embody it, and it becomes who you are, consciously becomes who you are. It already is who you are, but my prayer is that you become consciously aware of who it is that you are and be confident in that and show up like that each and every single day. You guys, that is what I have for you guys on day one. I do have some heart work assignment that I want to share with you guys, but if there are any questions or comments or concerns, now is your time to ask, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap up, and I'm going to give you guys your heart work assignment. The reason why, let me tell you this, the reason why I keep saying, I'm going to just say for moving forward, I'm going to call it heart work, because I keep saying homework / heart work. I was on a radio show a couple years ago, and Iyanla Van Zandt had called into this radio station. She called in to talk to me. Oh, the radio producer knew that Iyanla was like one of my favorite people in the world, and so she surprised her and got her to call into the radio station. And oh my goodness, I completely forgot where I was going with that. What was my point in telling you about? Oh my goodness. I just did exactly what we were just talking about. I was telling you guys about Iyanla. What was
using the word heart work instead of
there it is. Thank you. See, there we go. A live demonstration. Thank you so much. Okay, so I was actually on the radio show with someone that runs one of Iyanla's businesses. And so that's what they coin. That's the term that they use inside of Iyanla's business is heart work. She gives out heart work, not homework. I know I took the long way home, but that's all it is. So I adopted that from Miss Iyanla, giving out heart work assignments, not homework assignments. So anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns before we wrap up and I give out the heart work assignment? Any questions? If you have your phone on mute, press *6.
I have a question. Did you say
yes? Yes.
Yes. I think it's a bit. You talk about it. It's a bit based about the fact that sometimes I don't feel qualified enough to give.
Yeah.
Even if it comes naturally to me, as you say, but sometimes
yep.
I don't feel very qualified to help someone, and I feel like, am I saying the good thing? Am I doing the right thing?
Yeah.
Am I really helping them? I don't want to be a scam. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm new. I just started like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Officially.
Okay.
So it's very new for me.
Okay. So what is your question exactly?
Yes. How can you overcome this feeling sometimes of not feeling qualified?
Okay. So tell me who it is that you work with. Who is it that you coach? Who is your market?
So my market is a Christian entrepreneur women.
Christian entrepreneur women. Okay, so have you been able to be successful in your entrepreneurial journey?
Yes, I'm still on the journey, but yes, yeah.
Okay, still on the journey. Okay, so what is it that you teach them or coach them through, should I say?
It's more to faith. It's faith-based. Like, you can achieve everything. You just have to go there and to believe that it's possible, you can make it happen.
Okay. So right now you're teaching your audience faith principles. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, faith.
Okay, great. So let me ask you this. Those faith principles that you're teaching to your audience, did they work for you?
They did. And when I said that to some of my friends, they said, I told you had to do that for a long time. I'm waiting for your book, and you have so many experiences. You have to share that.
Okay. So they see the greatness in you. So you need to focus on number two, looking at the evidence in your life. So they definitely see it in you. So the reason why I asked you is, did the faith principles that you're sharing with them, did it work for you? I know it worked. I knew it. I knew that it worked for you. So my question to you is, why wouldn't it work for somebody else? Because these are faith principles. These are God principles. So why would God exclude the people that are going to come and want to work with you?
Yeah, it's right, yeah.
He wouldn't, right?
Yeah, I'm limiting myself.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would suggest that, like you said, you're 2 weeks into this, but you're not 2 weeks into people telling you how good you are and that you need to write a book and all of that. So meditate. You know, I heard Les Brown say that sometimes you're not strong enough to hold your vision. You got to get somebody else to hold it for you until you're strong enough to hold it. Sometimes you have to lean on the opinion, the good opinions of other people about you until you can adopt that opinion about yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
And that takes work. That takes work. That takes mental work. The same work that it took for you to change in the changes that you've currently made, you know how that wasn't easy, right? That was difficult. You had to wake up. You had to pray. You had to fast. You had to let some friends go, I'm sure, right?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so that was work. So you have to put the same amount of work into changing your mindset and believing that your work is valuable.
Okay. Yeah.
All right?
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. So welcome. Anybody else have any questions, comments, or concerns before we end today? Or if you guys want to tell me one or two things that you were able to take away from class tonight, if it confirmed anything for you, if you got any aha moments.
Well, the aha moment, this is Tamika, was the first way to gain the authentic confidence, and that's to believe that is God's calling on my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, if he thinks that I'm capable of doing this, then I'm capable of doing it. And it just reminded me of the story of Noah, Moses, when he had to go to the Pharaoh. I mean, you know, I think he had, like, a speech problem, but, you know, he had God on his side, so he was able to do what God called him to do.
Exactly.
So that just spoke volumes to believe that it's your call.
That's good. And let me just say that that's one of the biggest hurdles that every coach has to go through is believing that what they have to share is valuable. It really is. Every coach that I work with, it's that part right there, believing that they, like, we can believe it for Yanla, I can believe it for Oprah, I can believe it for them, but me?
Yeah.
That's a smack in God's face for us to deny that we are just as great as other people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. Anybody else?
I have a question. My question to you is it possible that what you want to coach is not necessarily natural to you?
So what do you mean by that? Who is this talking first? Is this Seven?
Barbara.
Barbara. Okay. So tell me, when you say that it's not natural, can you be more specific? Can you give me, like, an example?
Well, for me, I'm in the health field. I am a nurse, and also I enjoy working out. So people tend to come to me for a lot of health and fitness questions. So I wanted to focus more on the health coach aspect, but I don't find it as natural. Like, there are a lot of things that I do have to research to figure things out. So it's not always as natural for me.
Okay, so let me say this to you, Barbara. When I say natural, what I mean is that it's natural. You are naturally drawn to people. People are naturally drawn to you. So for me, that's how it started. It started out that I just like to listen to people talk, and I like to help them with their problems, right? Me teaching you guys how to build your life coaching practice, what I do now, that was not something that was easy for me at one point because I had to learn how to do it first. Then when I gained some success and got results, then I was able to teach it. That was through that learned knowledge and that learned information. But what came natural to me, though, is being able to listen effectively and talk to people.
Okay. So I know that you've mentioned in some of your videos about not necessarily having to go get a certification. I always feel like I need to get certified in certain things like training, or if I'm trying to do like a certain area in health education, it would be like focus more on diabetes or cardiovascular. So maybe I need to get certifications in those things. Is that something you would recommend? I just feel like I need more knowledge in those things.
So getting the knowledge is wise. It's very wise. When I say about the certification, I just mean the mindset that people hold around this piece of paper. They give it so much weight, and they don't realize that it only carries the weight that you give it. So being in the medical field, let me just say this first of all, Miss Nurse Barbara. You being a nurse and wanting to be a health coach, that is like I want a health coach that's also a nurse. Do you know how much value you bring to that field, being a nurse?
Right.
All the wealth of information. Okay, so let me say this to you, Barbara. So if I wanted to switch my brand and say I now work with women, you know, if you've been connected to me for a minute, you know I lost some, you know, a couple pounds. I used to weigh almost 200. Now
right.
I'm a little bit less. If I wanted to, say, start selling some weight loss products, right?
Right.
And use my before and after picture. That before and after picture is like a no-brainer if I were to go into the weight loss field. Now, I would come with my information of just telling you what I did, how I ate. I'm not giving you no nutritional facts, background, none of that. I'm not talking about calories. I'm just telling you I ate smaller portions, and I'm going to show you my workouts. You, though, and there are fitness coaches that do that, and that's okay because some people just want to know, how do I release this weight? How do I tone my body? But you coming in, being a nurse, ma'am, you can tell me what to eat, why I'm going to eat it, and what it's going to do for my body. Do you know how valuable that is?
Yeah, that's where the confidence comes in.
But see, that is not out of, when you say something that's not natural to you, you caring for other people as a nurse, why did you go to nursing school? Because you wanted to help others, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so that's natural. So if you add another natural one, I want to help them get well now as a nurse. Do you go into operating rooms?
With a certain specialty that I used to when I did labor and delivery, but I don't anymore.
Okay. Did you ever feel like a lack of confidence then in that?
Of course, yeah.
You did? How did you work through it?
Practice.
Practice. How did you even get into the room?
Get into the what?
How did you even get into that operating room? What did you have to do to get to that operating room?
I had to pass a test to get my nursing license.
Uh-huh. You had to learn. And so that's what you're doing now. Yeah. You're learning. You're doing exactly what it is that you did to gain your confidence to be in that delivery room. I would just pass all the way out. As soon as I saw the blood, I'm done. So I need confidence to go into the operating room where you do that now, I'm sure, with no problem whatsoever. So just like you said, it's going to be the experience. But I want you to really, really think about where you want to focus your attention being a health coach. And think about, now I know I told y'all to don't look at other coaches out here. I know I said that, but just keep this in mind. Like I said, there are coaches that could be like me, that I'm not a nurse, that I just released 40 pounds off of my body and now I'm going to teach somebody else. And like I'm saying, that's not a bad thing. That's still very valuable. But I want you, Barbara, to meditate on all the other value that you bring to that marketplace, to that specific niche.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Anybody else have any questions before we, and we are right on time. I'm so proud of us. Right on time. Yes.
I just wanted to say that I just find it so interesting how we can, as coaches, it's so easy for us to look at the coachee and tell them the things that you are telling, basically what you're telling me. Like, it's so easy to be on the other side of it. But then when you're trying to coach yourself through the process, it's so much harder to do. So thank you. for this moment, because that doesn't happen very often, so I appreciate it.
Oh, you are so, so, so welcome. And that's where our power is. That is where our power lies, in doing the things that, you know that we need to do, actually doing those things. That's where, even when we're not confident about it, when we still do it, that's where our real authentic power is going to come from. All right, you guys. Well, this concludes day number one. I am so excited to see you guys, or to quote-unquote see you guys tomorrow. It'll be a.m. for me. Tonight, what I want you guys to do for your heart work assignment is I want you guys to take that sheet that's in there that you guys were able to download, and I want you to write down your dream day if you have not done that already. I want you to write down your dream day. And this, and you guys, dream. It don't cost anything to write down on this piece of paper. Dream about, just write down one day that you can visualize. What would you do that day if you, if your confidence was on 100? That's the day that I want you to actually write down. What did you do? Who did you work with? How much money did you make that day? Who did you see? Who did you meet? I want you to write that down. And then I want you guys, during this time, after you write it down, just be still and write down the ideas that come to you through this still time. I don't even want to label it as meditation. I don't want to put a label on it, but that's what you guys are actually going to be doing. I don't want to make this difficult. I just want you to think about, after you write down your dream day, just read it over and roll it over in your mind and just do your best to feel it. To feel it. Did you guys know that if you closed your eyes right now, if you close your eyes right now and picture yourself laying on a beach, if you do that right now, did you know that your body does not know that it's not on a beach? Your body has no idea that it's not on a beach until you open your eyes and bam, I'm in my house and it's cold in here and oh my goodness, I'm not on the beach. Your body doesn't know. Your mind, wherever your mind goes, that's where you are. And I'm going to say this. I don't know if all of us are, I would assume none of us are virgins here on this phone, but I actually teach a class that I have. It's called Master Your Mornings, and I talk about how orgasm and how sex can help you visualize yourself more clearer. And I will share a little bit about that in the next coming days. But when you guys think about it, when you're in that intimate moment part, your mind is somewhere. You understand? So our minds are very, 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 very powerful. Write down your dream day. Roll it over in your mind. Do your very best to be there mentally. So when you open your eyes, it's like, wow, I just lived my most confident dream day. Then tomorrow morning when we meet up, I'm going to hope, wish, and pray that I can get a participant to share how that experience was doing your heart work assignment for day number one. You guys, thank you guys for showing up tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you. I will see you guys 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. I'm totally looking forward to it. You guys get some good rest tonight. Remember all of the assignments that I gave to you. Let me ask you this. Would it be – oh, no, that definitely wouldn't work. Sorry about that. Totally wouldn't work. Sorry, scratch what I just said. All right, you guys, I will see you guys in the morning tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. If you guys have any questions or comments that you want to send me through email, you guys are connected to me via email. You can send that. We are connected for these next 3 days, you guys. Go be amazing. Good night, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com.